Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les McCrabb. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Les McCrabb. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Nonnenkamp reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman scores. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Brancato reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCrabb covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Tabor moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lottigiani. Tabor scores. Desautels moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Wagner scores. Nonnenkamp moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nonnenkamp scores. Kramer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 0 in the game. McCrabb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wagner. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Hayes moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kramer bunts towards the mound. McCrabb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Les McCrabb. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Brancato. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Moses moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-3 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Joe Gantenbian now playing third base. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani misplays the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Kramer moves to third. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin is walked intentionally. George Caster now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-4 in the game. Doerr bunts for an out with unknown description. Kramer scores. Williams moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for George Caster. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.